The title for my sermon today is Evangelism, Paul's Way. So why are we, as a church at large, concerned about evangelism? What is it that we do here at Grace Lutheran Church, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, to make disciples? Do we evangelize at all? What is the motivation for evangelism? Is it self-preservation? Is it try to keep or maybe even increase our membership numbers? Perhaps take in more money or have more volunteers? Are we forced to do it? Why can't we just be happy with the people who are attending right now? Do we even have room for more people? What if somebody sits in my pew, in my spot, the very spot that I sit every week? What then? Can I ask them to move? I'm not really that comfortable around strangers, especially people that are different than me. If you think about this barrage of questions that I just asked, they are sort of shaped like a funnel. I started out with the big picture, the church at large. And immediately, I moved to Grace Lutheran Church, continuing to narrow that focus even further until I tightened down on the individual sitting in the pew. I did that because the church is made up of people, of individuals. The building doesn't win others to Christ. Sure, people might like the look of the place, and maybe some don't. You know, even a new house gets old after a while. And it's great to have a nice building to worship in, much better than standing outside on this chilly February morning. The lighting, the music, the worship style, all can play a part. But it is something different, someone different, that makes disciples. You may have noticed that in most of the sermons that I preach, I try to incorporate some mention of telling others the good news of Jesus Christ. It may not be the main theme, but I always, almost always, try to include it. I do that to keep witnessing to others first and foremost in your mind. For some reason, God has chosen us as his means for telling others about his Son. Why would he pick such an imperfect method? Well, as he reveals to us in his word, his ways are higher than our ways. God inspired Paul to write in the second letter to the Corinthians these words: "All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled himself to us and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation." 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God has chosen us. He has given us the task of spreading the good news. What a great responsibility we carry. What a great privilege we share. But for many, it is the hardest thing for them to do. So let's take a look at the Apostle Paul, who many consider to be the greatest, or at least one of the greatest evangelists of all time. You remember that Paul and his missionary exploits are recorded in the book of Acts. This companion book to the Gospel of Luke details Paul's conversion and his three missionary journeys. Paul starts out as an enemy of the Christians, a Pharisee zealous for the Jewish faith. He persecuted Christians to include putting some of them to death. He even held the coats of the men who were stoning Stephen, the first martyr of the Christian church. But Paul's reign of terror was soon to come to an end when he encountered his risen Lord on the road to Damascus. Christ turns this hater of Christians into a believer, a supporter of the way. Meaning the Lord would fuel this man's missionary efforts, efforts that would bring many to faith in Christ. Have you encountered the risen Lord? You probably don't remember your first encounter with him. It was in your baptism. You met our Savior in the water and the Word, where Jesus united us in his death and in his resurrection. And by forgiving us, he cleansed us from all of our sins, giving us faith in him and also the gift of eternal life in heaven. What a gift to have received. What a love that we have experienced. Like Paul, we too were enemies of Christ until he intervened on our behalf, saving us from sin, death, and hell. When we think of this act of grace, this act of mercy and love, we should be fueled to tell others about what we ourselves have received. It's too good not to share. Paul speaks that his heart's desire and his prayer to God is for the unbelievers, that they might be saved. How can this happen? They must hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Romans 10:17, in that verse, Paul writes that faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Our love and our concern for our fellow man should drive the question, how then can they hear if nobody tells them? The Apostle Paul again weighs in with these words, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news." God loves his creation. He loves us. And in his love for us and his creation, he has given us the job of reaching out to others and telling them the good news of Jesus Christ. This is a mission that he has given to the church, but even more so to each of us as his children. It's not just the pastor's job, for I am just one. But if we all work together, individually preaching the good news, look how our ability is multiplied. Look how our reach is extended. Look at how our influence expands. The number grows from 1 to 130, 140, 150 or more. And as we look around the world, it seems that Jesus might be coming back at any second. Time is of the essence. God has given us this opportunity of time to reach out to others. But time is not unlimited. God promises that he will return at any moment. We must be on the watch. And he is not slow in returning, just merciful, patient, not wanting anyone to perish. And that's why it's so important for us to take advantage of every opportunity, for we don't know how long we have. And our approach to witnessing to others really doesn't have to be complicated. Paul describes in our epistle lesson for today that when he talked to the Jews, he became as a Jew. When he talked to the Gentiles, he became as a Gentile. To an outsider, he became an outsider, and to the weak, he became weak. Paul wasn't bipolar. Paul wasn't schizophrenic. What he's saying here is that when he talked to people, he talked to people where they were. He used relationships as an avenue to share the gospel, never sacrificing the word of truth. The door-to-door canvassing of 50 years ago does not work today. People don't open their doors to strangers, and people rarely answer their phones. But we all have people that we interact with every day, whether it be in person or on social media. It is through these relationships that we can plant the seeds that God then does water and make grow through the Holy Spirit. And they soon blossom into faith in Christ. Relationships are where evangelism happens. And when the opportunity comes, don't be anxious about what you should say. God has promised to give us the words to use. The Holy Spirit lives inside each one of you, equipping you, strengthening you, speaking through you. And many times we witness not so much with our words, but with our actions. Little things like opening a door for someone, saying hi to the person behind you in the checkout, volunteering in your community, doing something nice for a coworker. These little things may start a conversation, causing someone to ask you, why are you like you are? It's at these moments that we can give them the reason for the hope that lives within us, this person that we know, Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul tells us to always be ready to give the reason for the hope that is within us, giving an answer with gentleness and respect. For it is within these opportunities, these conversations, these relationships, that we can share the good news of Jesus Christ. In some ways, what Paul is saying here in our epistle reading is to do what works for you in your context. We all don't have the same gift, but we all are gifted. God chooses to use us with our unique abilities and different personalities as a way of spreading the good news. We all have something that connects us to the people around us. We all have some people that we interact with in our daily lives, and it is through these relationships that we can speak of God's love, whether in words or in actions. Today, I want you to think about how you can use these opportunities to be an evangelist like Paul and reach others for Christ. And as always, to God be the glory. Amen.